Thousands of Northeast Ohio residents lost power during severe thunderstorms Wednesday night, but most outages had been restored by early today. FirstEnergy reported more than 10,000 customers without electricity across Stark, Summit, Portage, and Mahoning counties late Wednesday. By daybreak, Summit County had the largest remaining outage total, with about 2,600 customers still in the dark. Stark County commissioners have given final approval to a property tax abatement for a major data center project in Perry Township. Wednesday's vote completes a community reinvestment area deal for the facility being built along Faircrest Street Southwest. Officials say the project is a nearly $2 billion investment expected to bring hundreds of construction jobs. It sits within a joint economic development district between Perry Township and the city of Canton. The developer says Amazon will operate the data center. Some local residents have raised concerns about impacts and costs. A bill inspired by a Stark County child abuse case is moving forward in the state legislature. The Ohio House unanimously approved Bill 346, known as VJ's Law, which would require healthcare workers to report suspected child abuse to both children's services agencies and law enforcement. The proposal stems from a 2022 case involving a five-month-old rape victim in Canton who was sent home before authorities launched a criminal investigation. Under current law, hospitals must notify either children's services or police. State Representative Matthew Kishman of Minerva is a primary sponsor of the bill, which now goes to the Senate for consideration. A man is charged with desecration following damage to a downtown Canton church. 30-year-old Michael Renda of Canton was arrested Tuesday. Police allege he threw landscaping lights through stained glass windows at the Basilica of St. John the Baptist and St. Peter Parish Friday. Court records indicate multiple windows at the McKinley Avenue Northwest landmark were destroyed, with damage estimated in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Stark Library plans to ask voters to approve a levy renewal and increase on the November ballot to help offset rising costs and reduced state funding. The proposal calls for renewing a 2-mill levy and adding a 0.3 mill increase for 8 years. Library officials say the change would cost about $11 more per year for a $100,000 home. Without it, they say cuts could include reduced hours, fewer programs, and staff reductions. County commissioners must still approve putting the measure on the ballot. A Salem resident who pleaded not guilty to multiple sex-related charges involving two children is ruled competent to stand trial. 40-year-old Jan McHenry faces a dozen counts, including rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. 57-year-old Mark Knight faces 15. McHenry will stand trial December 8th. The alleged abuse spanned from 2014 through last year. Both remain in jail on $100,000 bond. Judge Megan Bickerton made the decision based on an evaluation by the Forensic Psychiatric Center of Northeast Ohio. An East Liverpool man identified by prosecutors as the second gunman in a July 2021 fatal shooting will return to court in August. 30-year-old Curtis Holland appeared for a status hearing Wednesday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Another hearing is set for August 6th, with a jury trial scheduled for October 5th. Holland is charged with aggravated murder in the shooting death of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas in East Liverpool. He remains jailed on a $1 million bond. Southern Local Schools has a new superintendent. The Board of Education on Tuesday appointed Mary Alice Sigler. She currently serves as superintendent of United Local Schools. Sigler will first complete the remainder of outgoing superintendent Tom Cunningham's contract before her own 3-year term begins in August. Cunningham is leaving for a position in North Carolina. Sigler previously worked in Southern Local in special education and administrative roles. A Mahoning County judge has ordered a competency evaluation for an Austintown woman accused in a case involving the death of a teenager found inside her home. The evaluation for 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell will determine whether she is fit to stand trial. Mitchell faces multiple charges, including involuntary manslaughter and endangering children, following an April welfare check at her South Raccoon Road home where the body was discovered. An attorney representing two plaintiffs suing Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown is asking a judge to consolidate the cases. Attorney Subodh Chandra argues combining the suits would save time, reduce duplication, and prevent conflicting court rulings. One case involves a former football player alleging harassment, while the other involves a student who says she was injured in a cafeteria fight. The Highway Patrol has identified a motorcyclist killed in a Howland Township crash as 64-year-old Grant Sonsenbacher of Diana. Sonsenbacher was riding on State Route 82 near the Route 46 overpass Monday morning when a pickup truck struck his motorcycle, forcing him off the road. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. The truck's driver was not injured. A Youngstown man will spend 3 years on probation after being sentenced in Trumbull County for disseminating harmful material to juveniles. 51-year-old Timmy Hayes pleaded guilty to 4 felony charges and was sentenced Wednesday. Prosecutors say the case stems from a Warren police investigation in August 2024. Court officials say Hayes avoided prison because he had no prior criminal record. The Portage Area Regional Transportation Authority will have a new leader next month. Claudia Amrine has announced her retirement after 22 years with PARTA, including the last 12 as general manager and CEO. Assistant General Manager Kelly Jurish will succeed Amrine and officially take over the job July 1st. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.